Mike Pagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you're joining us for another few moments of Bible study together as we're considering what it means to be lost and to need salvation. The reason man needs new birth, to be born again by the Holy Spirit of God. And we've talked about last time how that death entered into the human race because of man's sin. And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15, we read these words, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And verse 8 of chapter 21 of Revelation, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars," those that are fearful, those that are afraid. Yes, fear is not of God, beloved. We're told in the book of 1 Timothy, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This is the mind of the believer. This is true for those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That spirit of fear is from Satan. That spirit of fear comes from the enemy, beloved. It is not of God. But the fearful and unbelieving, those who do not believe God's word, those who will not accept the word of God, the abominable, those who practice such terrible and heinous things that it's an abomination in the sight of God, murderers, those who take the lives of someone else, and whoremongers, having to do with all kinds of sexual sin, sexual immorality, sorcerers, having to do with drugs, and idolaters, those who set up idols in their homes, in their hearts, in their lives. What is an idol? It's anything that comes between us and God. It's anything that we worship more than we worship God. Money can become an idol. Sex can become an idol. Pleasure can become an idol. There's many things that can become an idol in the life of an individual. And those who are devoted to idolatry, such as pornography, pornography can become an idol. And how pervasive in our society pornography is today, beloved. And it's so accessible to many, many people. And it's so available. And yet, beloved, it becomes an idol in the heart of an individual. Anything that comes between us and the Lord God is idolatry. All liars, beloved, those who live by lying, those who practice lying. He's talking about people who practice all of these things, beloved. Are any of these things who practice them? Fear can rule your life, beloved. Fear can keep you from becoming all that God wants you to be if you're a child of God. You will not go to this lake of fire if you know Jesus Christ as Savior. And if you know Him as Savior, He can deliver you and set you free from these things that will send men to the lake of fire. Yes, all of these things are true in the lives of individuals. Some of them are one of them, at least, in the lives of those who know not Jesus Christ. Unbelief. Unbelief is so prevalent in the world we're living in today. People scoff. They ridicule, they blaspheme the name of God. They misuse God's name. I've even heard people whose names on the church roll blaspheme the Lord God. That means they do not truly know Jesus Christ as Savior, or they would not dishonor His name in their conversation. How often you hear God's name used in a vile and wicked and evil way. And so we see why man needs new birth. Why man needs to be born again, why man needs to be delivered from the sin that permeates his life because of that sinful nature. We call it the Adamic nature that man is born with. But, beloved, the good news is that Christ paid the penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death, but, beloved, Jesus Christ took death for you and for me. He died in my place. He died in your place. He was hanging on that old rugged cross for you, beloved. He was hanging there for me. It was my sin that put him there. It was your sin that put him there. He knew no sin. But, beloved, he took the sins of mankind upon himself as he hung on that old rugged cross. And that's why God the Father turned his back upon his Son, because God will not look upon sin. And Jesus Christ was made sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through believing in and receiving and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And thus Romans 5:8 tells us that God Himself placed our sin upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He took our sin. He became our substitute. He died for you, beloved. He died for me. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing to accept what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. That's what salvation is, beloved. It's accepting what God did for us, accepting His taking our punishment, His taking our sin upon Himself. But God commendeth, or showed forth, or made known His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, beloved, He died in your place. He died in my place. He became our substitute. He did what we could not do. I could not die for you because I'm a sinner. I would have to pay for my own sin. You could not die for me because of your sin. But Jesus Christ could die for both of us because He was without sin. And thus He took our sin upon Himself. He became our substitute under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God. He died for you. He died for me because of His great love. Oh, beloved, don't spurn His love. Don't reject His love. Don't turn away from His love. Don't say no to His great salvation. Satan will do everything he can to keep you from believing in Jesus Christ. He will lie to you. He will deceive you. He will do everything he can to keep you in bondage, to keep you blind, to say you're going to have to give up this, you're going to have to give up that. Beloved, salvation is receiving. It's receiving Jesus Christ. And what it's giving up is sin and bondage and the dominion of Satan and hell and eternal separation from God. Beloved, that's what it's giving up. And you are not doing that. Jesus Christ did that for you and for me when He hung on that old rugged cross. He took our sin upon Himself. And He endured the judgment and wrath and separation from God the Father for you and for me. And He went to paradise, or Hades, There was two compartments in Hades. One was the place of torment and suffering. The other place was paradise. And he went to those souls who had died in the previous ages, and he explained to them, those who were counted righteous because of their sacrifices, their blood sacrifices, those who sought to obey God went to paradise. And there Jesus Christ spoke to those in paradise and explained to them that he was the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. And they knew what he meant. They understood because they knew of the many lambs that they had offered in sacrifice for sin. And here was God's Lamb who had died once and for all for the sins of the whole human race, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish and be separated from God, but should receive eternal life, everlasting life. And beloved, that's why I tell you, Bob Griggs is not going to die. I'm not going to die, beloved. This earth suit I wear is going to die. But beloved, for me to be absent from the body is to be present with my Lord, which is far, far better. And so, beloved, I'm never going to die. I'm simply going to move out of this body. There's coming a day when Bob Griggs is going to graduate from this old physical body into the glorious presence of Jesus Christ. My earthly walk in this body will be ended, and I will move into the glorious presence of the living God. Oh, beloved, that's true of every child of God, because Christ paid the penalty for my sin. And so what must I do? Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with your mouth your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you shall believe in your heart, in your spirit, in your inner being, that God raised Jesus from the dead and that Christ lives today, thou shalt be saved. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, confessing their sin, acknowledging they're a sinner, crying out, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. Forgive me for my sin. He'll hear that prayer. Till next time, goodbye.